join me?
Good morning, Betty. This is Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hope you are, too.
Thank you very much. I am. I'm glad to hear that you are.
Yeah, doing great.
Good.
We're coming on a little late this morning.
Yeah.
Has arrived.
Everybody's been pretty much right on time. Good morning. Who joined us?
Hi, Betty. It's Jeannie. Good morning.
Has arrived.
Morning, Jeannie. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, is that Steve?
It is.
Yes.
Good morning. Just going to mute for 1 second here. Hold on. Yeah, I think the structure.
Sharon Joanne
has arrived.
Good morning, Sharon Joanne. Jeannie and Steve and I are here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. See if you can tell if we sound smarter this morning. We took our drink 20 minutes early.
You do. You're smarter.
You took your 20 minutes early. Don't count on me.
Well, I don't know. You both sound pretty bright and chipper.
We're working on it.
Yes, it's a work in progress.
So what I have a problem this morning in that I have a sick dog, and so I'm waiting for a call and a visit from the veterinarian here this morning. So I don't know how much I'm going to be on the call.
Okay. I think we can help. We can probably help you out.
Okay, I'd appreciate that a lot. I figured that everybody that was here is capable. More so than so. Me, so.
No, not a problem. You know how those things happen.
Yeah. Yeah, we spent a pretty miserable night with her, so I'm hoping the vet gets here pretty quick.
Well, you got one that makes house calls. That's pretty cool.
Yes. Yes, it does work well.
Was she old, Betty, or?
Pardon?
Is she old or just sick? Is she old or just sick?
Well, she's a Great Dane, and she's 10 years old.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're fabulous.
Has arrived.
Good morning. Anybody on?
Yep.
It's, yep.
We have Steve and Jeannie and Sharon, Joanne, and Betty.
Oh, boy. Okay. I just wasn't hearing anybody when I signed in, so.
And thank you, Steve, again, for all the effort you put into this, and your ideas about what you're doing just are, you know, sound absolutely incredible. But, you know, I'm not, by saying that, I'm not trying to push you by any means. Oh, you've got so much to do, too. Everybody. But you just, you know, the time I can envision that you put into this stuff is just beyond call of duty.
Yeah, well, I've scaled back tremendously, and, you know, just because. And if everybody will be praying for my daughter-in-law today, she's having brain surgery, so.
Wow. Oh,
having aneurysm corrected. So, little crazy at our house maybe tonight.
And what is her name, first name?
Her name is Judy.
Judy. Okay, we will do that for Judy.
Certainly.
Prayer is powerful. The most powerful thing we can possibly do. So we will pray God's guidance over the doctors in every move that they make right now in your name, Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. We
Amen. That means so be it.
So be it. Thank you.
That's it.
So be it.
I just wanted to kind of check in. I thought maybe it would be good to kind of start the calls out with just once again going over. Oops, I have to leave, ladies.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I don't know what your idea was, but one of mine was the purpose of the call, which I haven't got down on paper. I know we did at one point, but needs to be. So let's do a little housekeeping and come up with our ideas of whatever we did before or whatever we want to do as to making a quick statement to that fact. What do you guys think about that?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking caps on.
Okay.
I still think support and education are the two prime reasons that I'm here.
Okay.
Good, thank
support
you.
And education. There you go.
And I like the shorter calls. I think that it's very...
They're more effective.
Well, it also tells people that their time is important.
Right. I agree.
Steve, do you have any way of tracking if people are listening to the recordings?
Yeah. I actually do. I haven't looked at it for a few months.
I'm just curious if it's effective, because if it's not, then you're wasting your time, and it sounds like you don't have that time to waste right now.
Yeah, I've looked. I haven't really paid attention. I know that... the whole allswell.org site gets between 30 and 50,000 hits a month, but I'm not sure where all those hits go, but that's what it's been was tracking about 6 months ago. Haven't looked at it lately.
Amazing.
And that is amazing. That is absolutely... I had no idea. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, they're going to go different places at different times, obviously.
So can you see if they've gone to these calls that you've been recording?
Yes. Yeah, I can see what particular one, you know, what they're looking at and that kind of thing. So I've got a pretty good tool. I just don't use it because I don't take time to look it up.
Right.
Well, it's not going to fit.
I remember the first time I looked at it, I was at work, and I was so absolutely flabbergasted of what I was seeing that I actually ended up getting a tardy for getting back late because I was so amazed at what I was seeing. I had to keep looking and looking and looking, so I quit looking at it at work.
Yeah, I think this is a little early for this latest stuff we're doing. I think that'll take a little bit to really get worked up. I think this is going to be really good for what we're doing with the Vita Balance.
Did I hear Linda Morris come on yesterday?
I heard that, yes. Or was that the day before? I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember either, but I was absolutely amazed. So, that's exciting.
Yes, it is, that it's reaching, you know, a lot of different people. What I was thinking, too, is what happens on Vance's call can be, you know, and any of the other calls directly related as to which direction people go at the time, what's happening in their life. You know, we've seen that with, Joanne and the gentleman that you're dealing with that worked on your place, you know, his call for help at the time.
Oh, gosh.
You know,
yeah.
Reaching out and, you know, had we probably not been in contact with Roger Drummer at the time, that, you know, idea may not have transpired, and
mm-mm.
The same has happened with, you know, other people on our call here. So, anyway, where in education do we want any, education and support, I'm sorry, I didn't state it right, Nancy, fumbling
support.
The words already here.
Support in education.
Support and education. Actually, probably education comes first and then support, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I would go with support first because without the support, people are less likely to continue. I think.
That's right. They need that backup support. I think so, too.
Yeah, you're right. Yep, I agree.
So support and education in...
I think of somebody going to a Weight Watchers class, basically they're going for the support.
Right. And accountability, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go, the third one, third part. Support, education. If they're going to think of accountability as last and the one that they really don't care to be enforced.
We don't care if they fib a little bit, at least they'll try.
I went to use my bullet yesterday, and the thing is rotating in there, but it's not doing anything. What a waste. I really have not used this thing in years, and all of a sudden, I mean, I didn't use it that much to begin with, and it's not working. I'm really ticked.
Well, mine is functioning, and I'll tell you, it gets a ton of use. It sits on my counter. It never gets put away, which adds to the, you know,
I think it's
lined up.
Rotating. But it's just not doing anything with what's in the container.
It's rotating and not doing anything. The blades are rotating? That can't be.
When I turn it off, when I take the thing off, you know, the canister off, it's still going around.
Okay, so it's just the head probably. Or else it's not forceful enough that it, you know, I would email them.
Yeah.
And say you pulled it out after it's setting for a period of time and just see what they say.
Yeah.
You know, I think of Jeannie and her backup on the products that she has at the show. I've heard you many times, Jeannie. Well, many times. That's not the truth. I've heard you once or twice because it's not come up very often and you so graciously handle it. It's not a matter of, you know, let's go look at your invoice.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's customer service.
Yeah, right.
So it would be interesting to see what you get back. You know, of the people, well, I know one others that used theirs up, but I know it was the kids, and they used it up, and I haven't replaced it for them, but I'm going to. So that's on the agenda.
From the call, I'm sorry. I just was sharing my being ticked.
Okay, not a problem. But, you know, again, a suggestion to going there and just seeing what you get.
Right, that's a good idea, thanks.
Okay, support, education, accountability. The purpose for this call is support, education, and accountability. On
accountability after support.
Pardon?
I think I would put accountability second and support and education third.
Monty?
Has left the conference.
Because education is something.
Good morning,
that we
Monty. We heard
he
you come in.
He left.
Oh, he left?
But
okay, I thought he was coming.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't hear that part. Support, accountability, and education. Okay. Four. Lifestyle.
Transformation.
Lifestyle habits. I don't know.
Yeah.
Good lifestyle habits? I don't know.
Or, yeah, there you go. Good.
Healthy lifestyle habits.
Healthy practices. Healthy living.
Good lifestyle habits and healthy practices. Good lifestyle, good lifestyle habits and healthy practices probably are the same thing.
Right.
Good lifestyle.
The different way of saying it.
The healthier lifestyle. I would have said living a healthy lifestyle.
There you go. That spells it out. Living a and not healthier because it may not be healthy to begin with. So
maybe for creating a healthy lifestyle.
That sounds good.
There you
good.
Go.
Creating or maintaining? I don't know. Creating probably.
Creating and maintaining. Okay, so...
You want to just say living a healthy lifestyle. That takes in every day.
Creating and maintaining the habits that form a healthy lifestyle.
There you go.
I don't know.
to look at all these
creating,
words here.
Creating and maintaining.
Or creating new habits.
Creating and maintaining habits for a healthier lifestyle. For a healthy lifestyle. Habits.
Right.
Or a, okay, I'm going to leave it at that. Let's go on. For now, anyway. That sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Got a lot of brain activity going here this morning.
Yeah, we do. We're just firing off on all engines here. Or spark plugs, maybe, huh? Okay, I sent down a message for yesterday, a recipe to Steve for yesterday. It was one that we had, I had not mentioned. Actually, I got a reverse of what I was going to do, and I may have said, mentioned something on the call about, so if it looks different than the title of what I said, if I said it, forgive me, but anyway, it was good. I was amazed. It was in a couple of parts. You know, the chopping just depends on how fast you are with the knives and everything, and there wasn't a time amount on this, but this one did take longer as it was setting in the crock pot. But those are nice things. Some of those recipes are nice to have. I didn't even put it in the title, but it's on the title of the page when they print it out. And it's a crock pot recipe. It took about 8 hours on slow. I think mine is not functioning at the highest level, so I don't know what's with equipment this morning, Nancy. But anyway, I had to put it on high to make it do anything. So, you know, watch your equipment and see, especially on a crock pot, if it's not up to par or it doesn't seem hot enough, turn it up, because I had mine in over 8 hours. It would have been prettier if I would have had it right at 8 hours on the colors. But the flavor was incredible. It was artichoke, white bean, charred stew with, well, it starts out, the title on the page is slow cooker artichoke, white bean, charred stew with fennel relish. And it sounds like it's complicated. It's not complicated. It's just that you throw the first 12 ingredients in the crock pot and then let it cook, cover and let it cook. And then the relish is just a combination of, it's a combination of, you add the Swiss chard near the end, so it's not, you know, because it doesn't take that long. The relish is a combination of sun-dried tomatoes, water. You soak the sun-dried tomatoes for 15 minutes, and then you drain them and chop them up, and then chop up fennel bulb, yellow pepper, add a little lemon juice and pepper, and that put over it, so that's raw and fresh. That put on top of the stew, by themselves, either one didn't seem that tremendous, but when I stacked it together before it had even set for any length of time, I'm going, wow, this is really, really good. And so you've got not a raw salad because it's not that big of an amount, but you've got, you know, some texture that's totally different than the stew that's been softened and not mushy, but, you know, just a breakdown of the vegetables and the blending of the flavors also. So I'm going to be very anxious to try it tonight and, you know, probably 4 or 5 nights from now because the flavors will be very intensified, as they always are when they're blended and let set. So I love these recipes. It's another Furman recipe, and one that was so new it didn't even have any ratings on it, so I didn't even put that on the top. Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. But anyway, that's where we are on that, guys. And the one I'm going to send down today, unless I hear that Betty had something in mind, but since she didn't get to talk about it, I'll just go ahead and do it, is Arborio rice one, which I said had, I think I said that before, had kind of a, reminded me of one that my mother and I had eaten at the Greek restaurant. Different ingredients, but the flavor was there. It was like a lemon chicken, kind of a tangy flavored soup. And both Danny and I really liked it too, and he's not, you know, that's not probably his greatest taste bud. So that's it on recipes. Comments, questions, anybody? I think we're a small group this morning. Unless I've missed hearing clicks or I'm not connected, am I still connected?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I hear you.
Just double checking. Double checking. Anything in anybody's life that they'd like to share? Actually, a testimony on the product would be great right now. KBG.
KBG. Not KGB.
Not KGB. See, did it again. Got to get out of that one.
Why, as I was...
Go ahead.
I tried Dave Balzerhead. I heard somewhere that he had had his shake first thing, and he made it short, so he used 6 ounces of water instead of the 8 to 10. And so I tried that for a couple of days. I haven't yet had mine this morning yet, but yesterday I got up, had it right away. Oh, I had my Jade Green times first, I usually do. And so I had that, and then the shake, and it was, my eyes just were, I felt like I was instant clarity. I used to feel that way with just the Jade Greenzymes, and now maybe I've reached just another level of needing, my body needs something. So I felt just really clear in my thinking. It was great, and off for the day, you know. So a couple hours later, I was hungry and was... But I understand what Roger was saying about you're able to go, okay, I'm hungry, now what would be a good thing to feed my body, instead of, oh my gosh, and grab the first thing that comes around. You know, or the first thing when you open the fridge, you grab the wrong thing if there's stuff in there that you shouldn't be having or is not the best for your health.
And you shouldn't have.
That was my experience in the last couple of days, which is awesome.
I'm finding by putting some some spices in with it, I like the taste better. I wasn't really crazy about the taste alone.
Mm-hmm. What spices did you put in?
My turmeric and my cinnamon, because I'm not having oatmeal for breakfast, and that's what I always put in my oatmeal.
Oh wow!
At least I'm getting them in.
That's great.
Now, for the first time now, I'm going to shake it rather than blend it, because it's such a pain to clean the blender. And that's why I was hoping that the bullet would work. But I'm going to shake it in the bullet cup and see how it blends with the spices now. It may or may not.
I'm going to find out if they've got the little cups available, or the glasses that have the little gap in the lid between the clip-on lid that's just a little tiny, a mini-looking, shot cup, mini-looking shot cup that clips over the end of it that they gave away with them. It would sure be great the first time the person under that name ordered if they got one of those with it. I'm going to even ask that if they could do that. You know, a way of tracking it on the very first order that went to that name would be just a really super little idea, I think, because it works tremendously well, and it's just a rinse under the faucet if you do it right afterwards. And that's what I've been using.
Okay.
Really, really simple. And I started out with other things in it, and then I went back, and I still haven't gotten that email off to Roger on asking, you know, is there, or Roger or Dave, both of them actually, is there going to be any difference at all if we put, you know, something in it? Is it going to take away, or is it going to add to the value to our bodies? Or value
has left the conference.
So anyway, that's exactly where
for the green
I am.
Jar, right?
Well, for anything going in there. Yeah, I was just thinking anything going in there right. when you said that, because, you know, my brain says, oh, well, anything good in there should be, but is there, in chemistry, I know things are different or can be different, so I don't know, and I maybe they don't know because they're gonna have to drop a similarity or something that in chemistry that feeds it is what I'm guessing. We're getting technical, but still the technical if it makes a difference, I want to know. Yeah, I just want to know. I got used to the flavor. It didn't take me very long. And what my hang up was the sweetness. And the rationale I had was that I don't like that kind of sweetness. I don't want to go back to that habit of that sweetness or thinking about it. But they made it very clear that it did not trigger that at all just because of the difference of how it actually, even though we're feeling that it's reacting, that we're sensing that it's sweet, our body isn't sensing that it's sweet and that it needs carbs, was the reality of it. And so my brain just kicked in and said, hey, if this is the way it works, and I realized right away that the minute I swallowed that last swallow, there was no taste and there was no thought of anything else sweet, which had always been there before when I did anything sweet in the morning. But it's because of the quick reaction on the brain. I don't want to slow any of that down with anything else that's, involved there by any means. I like the shot of awakeness, and it's not a phony shot like you've taken a cup of coffee or anything like that either. It's like, oh, my gosh. And I noticed it yesterday in my writing, hours later, was at a speed that it hasn't been at for I don't know how long. The brain-hand connection was so definite that I could tell my son was amazed because of what he'd experienced a few days before. And, about the same time of the day, mom's function is really not up to par as well. And I sensed it, and it was a struggle for me. I mean, I could not talk, write, and date and sign papers at the speed that I was doing. And it was amazing. To me, it was like, whoa. So, our awareness is different than the average person, guys. So we're doing housekeeping this morning, and that's my testimony, and we are definitely right on the money at the time. So any last-minute question or comment?
I didn't find it sweet at all. And I did find an aftertaste when I finished drinking it plain. I don't know what the aftertaste was. And I just mixed it with the two spices in the shaker thing, and it all blended up well. So if you want to try just shaking it, it works with spices in it.
Yeah, the just shaking works unbelievably.
Yeah, I was surprised that they blended into it so easily.
Yeah, the blend is fantastic, people don't need anything else.
Yeah, it tastes good with the cinnamon and the turmeric.
That's cool.
I found that the sweetness was just the first sip or so, and then the taste bud got used to it, and I didn't notice it after that, but the first sip was real sweet to me. I don't know why, but then...
Yeah, it hit me real sweet, too, but it was exactly the same thing, and, I'm not sure how much is awareness and just knowing that it's good for my body, and it really doesn't matter. I've done that on lots of other things, but I've heard only one person make some comment that about the taste that was not 100% positive, and I thought, wow, okay, we're gonna and so I'm thinking that maybe the awareness of the value of it will definitely override the comment that was made. So
could I ask you, have any negative effect?
Better at body temperature, I can address that based on everything else we've been told. The best digestive, the easiest digestion, the easiest assimilation to the body is at body temperature.
Okay.
Not too hot, not too cold. I've got one that's using it with an ice cube. one ice cube. It's pretty well melted by the time it gets in because the water is at room temperature out of our waterfall. What I'm using, I don't refrigerate it ahead of time. Denny prefers that I set his out if I've ever put something in the refrigerator for him, and sometimes I do that.
But
we're very used to room temperature.
Room temperature is not body temperature.
You're right. It's not body temperature, but it's a lot closer than ice water.
Well, our tap water right now is very cold. You know, in the summer it's warm, but now it's cold because the lake is so cold.
Okay.
No ice cubes for you.
No.
Yeah,
not in the winter coming. I'm cold enough, thank you.
Yeah, mine's coming out of the waterfall, so the room temperature is, you know, is definitely closer than ice water would be to body temperature. But you're definitely right. I mean, we're not going to warm it up to body temperature probably, but room temperature just makes it, you know, from everything, every class I've ever been in makes a comment about the temperature of the water because some people like it cold. So I quickly just say, you know, hey, best utilization. I don't need to repeat this all over again. But anyway, guys, we need to run.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
And have a healthy-er day and make it a great one.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for your input this morning. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.